Reaction Monday. Hashtag MSW. Say goodbye to the weekend. Hello Monday. Hashtag MSW. Inquisitive.
Uza ngasemuva ukubulala ngalana emuva.
Fun.
Abantu bangapha bayanqusana bangapha bathirayi.
And well so hard.
It's radio.
And all it took was this moment.
Pegala pake TLP Mpokazi. OJ hambisa TLP. Pegala pake phone Kaizer Chiefs. Lilepo. Ayifesa kamnandi. Shabalala. 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 Le parate boxine. Kalakata.
And if you were a Kaizer Chiefs supporter, you knew exactly what that meant, what that moment meant. You might have captured it live at the stadium, at the Moses Mabhida Stadium, or you might have been watching at home wherever you were around the country, the continent, or the world. Or maybe you're just listening to the good old radio, because that is still a very powerful medium in terms of commentary. Congratulations, Makosi. Congratulations to the Glamour Boys. Congratulations to Abafana Bokuthula Noxolo. Oh, my daughter. 10 years. At least and at last, it has finally happened for you, Kaizer Chiefs supporters around the country. I would love to hear from you on 060-708-0484, 060-708-0484. That is the number. That is the number that you must be using for the WhatsApp voice note that I want to get from you today. Share your experience, what it feels like today on a Monday to be champions. Maybe you were on the losing side supporting Orlando Pirates. It is still okay. You can give me your opinion. It's still okay for you to say, hey, I'm a Pirate supporter, but you know what? Congratulations, Kaizer Chiefs. You know, it's still okay. I'm sure you've recovered. You've wiped the last tear drop that fell down the cheeks.
It's such a feeling, such a feeling, when we are on the move, and everybody stand up, scream and shout, and let the world know.
Yeah, we're trying to get the coach into the South African mood here and how we celebrate. You're also live on the YouTube channel. This is hashtag MSW, Marawa Sports Worldwide. Well, the celebration, guys, it continues right here in studio. So wherever you are around the country, the continent, or the world, all I can say to you is that Kaizer Chiefs have finally made it. 10 years wait. It is done. It is dusted. The trophy is here in studio. And 060-708-0484. That is the WhatsApp voice note number to use. Otherwise, call us directly in studio, 011-883-8947. One thing for sure, guys, one thing for sure is that we've tried to pack the studio in the same way that the fans packed the Moses Mabhida Stadium. There is no standing room here at all. There's no standing room. It is a simple thing. Let me give you a bit of background, though. I mean, the country hasn't been as lit as it has been in a very long time, as it was this past Saturday. Now, under the electric skies of the Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium, Kaizer Chiefs, yes, the very same Amakhosi, rose from the ashes of a decade-long drought to reclaim their throne as the 2025 Nedbank Cup champions. And what a better way, though, than in a euphoria-filled, electrifying Soweto derby that saw Serinho igniting the fire with his early penalty. And though Orlando Pirates struck back, though, it was the captain, Yusuf Mart. I mean, he etched his name into the legendary hall of fame with a thunderous 80th minute winner. Now, this wasn't just a victory. It was a resurrection. A club that questioned and questioned and was criticized and criticized for many, many years now stands pretty tall with silverware in hand. Coach Nasreddin Nabi, under immense pressure, has delivered a moment that will echo through the annals of South African football history. So to the faithful in gold and black, Amakhosi Nation, this is your moment. Let the drums beat louder, the songs soar higher, the celebrations continue. Hey, we're going to be delving into every glorious moment that happened over the weekend and in the build-up to the trophy-lifting moment for Kaizer Chiefs. There's so many different aspects to it, guys. But all I'm saying is that Coach Nasreddine Nabi is here in studio for the very first time ever since he's been a coach of Kaizer Chiefs. He is here. He is smiling from ear to ear. Coach, maybe let me start off with you with respect. Welcome, firstly, to the show and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Robert. I'm very happy and I'm very happy to see you the first time. Because sometimes I know I don't understand all the English, but your English, your emission, I understand all. Thank you so much.
Well, I was saying to you as you walked in, good to finally see you. Good to finally welcome you into the studio. But also just to shake your hand. You know, your greatness before you came to Kaizer Chiefs is something we all know of. But more importantly, you wanted to bring greatness to a once great Kaizer Chiefs. And you've done that now. This is the evidence.
Joindre mon nom avec la grandeur de ce club, c'est une grosse, grosse fierté pour moi. Mon club se joint avec la grandeur, le prestige de Kaizer Chiefs. Je ne peux que être l'homme le plus heureux sur terre maintenant.
To join my my name to this immense club, it's a very big moment for me and. To be able to achieve what we have achieved on Saturday, it's a very big proud moment for myself and for the club.
We'll talk about proud moment. I mean, I'll come back to you, Coach. We'll chat further. Also, great welcome to Cedric Kaiser, the assistant coach of Kaizer Chiefs, who plays a great role as well in making sure that we all understand one way or the other the communication both ways. Maybe, Coach. Let me also talk to you and welcome you because you play such a significant role. People wonder and say, oh, assistant coach, you know, so you almost came across as somebody who was there to assist the coach in terms of only translation. You've seen what happens on the field, on the training ground, the kind of resolve that Chiefs players wanted. What does this moment mean for you, given all the work you've put in?
Thank you very much, Mr. Robert. It's true that... I'm trying to smooth things a little bit better for everyone in terms of communication and as well in terms of our training sessions into how to run it and how to put in motion everything we want to build. What I can tell you is before this game on Saturday, we have heard so many stories. We have seen so many things, and I have to admit that it was an amount of pressure that probably we haven't seen because everyone's trying to make you understand that the 10 years that has passed needs to end that day, have to end that day. Then it's you take the toll for everyone that has been. There before you or has not delivered that thing. But finally, we thank God. We thank everyone that it's a proud moment for everyone. And us, as we are not from South Africa, but after the fact, we saw what it meant for people. And every day on the road, everywhere, we see what it means for them. And we kind of starting to realize how big it is. And we are very proud to be part of this moment.
Well, congrats, Cedric. Congrats indeed to the technical team all round. Sporting director Kaizer Mdaung Jr. is also here. Jessica Mdaung also here. Haven't seen both of you smile this much in a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
But you wake up feeling what, though? I mean, what missing piece in this whole puzzle sat down and you woke up this morning and you said, yeah, this was it?
You know, I remember sitting, I think, where Lelep was sitting last time when we spoke.
Yeah.
And we went through some of the plans, we went through some of the ideas, we went through some of the reasoning as to why we're bringing the technical staff we're bringing, why we're, you know, looking for the kind of players we're looking for. And, you know, when you just look and remind yourself, each and every single person, when they sat down and looked at their contract and sat and spoke to you and said, I want to achieve this. Mm-hmm. You know, that, you know, I looked in everyone's eyes on the weekend and you can see that everyone was locked in and understood their why, mm-hmm. You know. So I think, again, it's just it's a massive honor, especially to have been able to do this for the chairman and our supporters who have been with us through everything, you know. So credit must go also to the people on the field who the players who go and execute the coach's plan as best they can, to the technical staff for their planning, for the long hours put in. You know, they're the ones who put out the strategy before, and then, you know, I think it's just a combination of everyone's just hard work and passion, and I think everyone understood that it was a very, very momentous occasion.
Jez, from your side, a culmination of many things, according to Kaizer Jr. From your side?
Definitely a culmination of many things. But I think for me, it was just a moment for us to exhale and say thank you. Really gratitude to everybody who's played a role. And most importantly, to our supporters. Supporters who have been with us through thick and thin. I mean, you saw, we were talking about all the viewings that took place, not just in KZN, but all over the country. I literally feel like the entire country was at a standstill waiting for this moment to see what would happen. So thank you to everybody who made it happen. And also a big thank you to the PSL. You know, I think what this event has shown also is the power of our league, the power of our brands. And a very well-executed, well-put-together event, a great spectacular from Nedbank. But for us, just history-making, something we needed to do. And I think what it taught me, I think, is a unified effort can really bring great results.
Unified effort, you know, whether people were saying it's an offside or not. All I said was, when that man came off the bench at Loftus, I said, fear a gentleman by the name of Ashley Dupree.
Shesha Keza.
Shesha Keza. You know, fear this guy because he's got the magic.
He does.
And he knows. I was one of his biggest fans when he was still at Stellenbosch. Yeah. And I said, if he doesn't play for the national team, then when he was still in Stellenbosch, I said, there's got to be something wrong maybe with my understanding of football. Yeah. And to be where he is now. Ash, good to see you.
Good to see you. Robert, good to be on the show.
You're a champ.
Yeah. Love is next to me. I can't stop looking at it.
Yeah.
To be a champion, it feels amazing. It's still unreal. Coming from Ida's Valley, small community, and now wanting to play for a club like Kaizer Chiefs. I mean, after 10 years, yeah. If we first look at the position the club has been in, you know, after 10 years, and you want to be part of that group of players achieving and wanting to change things for Kaizer Chiefs, still feels amazing, unreal. Just happy to be part of a group of players that change things, you know.
Who was the first person you phoned after the game?
My mother.
What did she say?
She was crying, you know. She knows how hard I for to be in a position like this, wanting to achieve, you know. So she was the first person in the change room when we celebrated. I found her. Now she's proud of me, and I know I did this for my family. But yeah, just happy to be part of this club.
Can see you want to burst into excitement. I think you want to do these somersaults that you do. Why not? Let me welcome as well Claudie Maccabi Lilepo, who's here with us. Is my French is not good, but we've got Cedric here to help us. But firstly, though, welcome. Good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're a champion. You're feeling proud. You know what it's like to score against Orlando Pirates. Might not have happened over the weekend, but what does this victory mean to you?
C'était un grand moment pour la victoire. Tu as marqué contre Orlando Pirates, pas à la finale, mais qu'est-ce que ce moment signifie pour toi d'être champion?
Je ne sais pas si je vais dire quoi. Je suis vraiment heureux, je suis très content d'avoir remporté la coupe. C'est important dans ma carrière. Je suis très, très, très heureux vraiment parce que j'ai vu l'information des clubs, ça fait beaucoup de temps. Les clubs, ils n'ont pas pris les trophées, ils ne jouent pas à la finale. C'est important pour nous, surtout les nouveaux joueurs qui viennent d'arriver. On a fait l'effort avec les anciens joueurs pour ramener la coupe là. C'est vraiment important pour moi. Et pour ma carrière, pour tout le monde, les supporters, les staffs techniques, président du club, c'est important vraiment. Donc, je suis très heureux vraiment.
Maccabi says that he can't really find the words to express his happiness, his gratitude, because before he comes, he saw that it's been years since the club has lifted the trophy, and it's a big club, and he's very happy that he contributed to this trophy. He said that it's very important personally for him, for his career, and as well he says that he feels as a new player that came in into the middle of the league, to be able to help and to add something to the players that were already there to get where they are right now, and to be able to lift the trophies. It's an amazing emotion for him, and he's very, very happy for that.
All right, as I said, our guest here, ladies and gentlemen, it's a star-studded A-lister lineup. As you heard there, the voice of Claude Maccabi Lilapo of Kaizer Chiefs here, Ash Dupree, is also here in studio. I don't know, what's his nickname, guys? Sheshakeza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who gave him that nickname?
The people, the fans.
The fans.
You know, when he's on, it's he means business. Washesh.
Yeshesh.
Washesh. Sheshakeza.
Umakeza.
Yeah, both.
I love that. A great comeback. Okay, we're going to come back from the break, guys. We continue with our conversation. We might just pull the handbrake a little bit on the management side. So both Jessica as well as Kaizer Jr. Might take a little sit on the bench. They've agreed, because we always negotiate on the show for a little bit of time. And they said, hey, guys, you know, why not? We'll allow the playing personnel, the coaching personnel to do the rounds with other broadcasters. We said, absolutely, no problem. But they'll be here to answer a whole lot of questions that I'm sure you guys want answers from. So they'll be here for an extra hour. Yeah, I said it. An extra hour. Is that agreed, so we can get it on the record?
You know, we can't say no to you, Rob. So the agree? Negotiation is a given.
Is Dan, Jess, from your
Even
side?
Though I'm a tough negotiator in business, Rob, yeah. This one I'm letting go.
Nazo.
We're in your hands.
Nazo.
Hashtag MSW, live now. On 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW. It's your ordinary Monday. It's Reaction Monday. Hashtag MSW. Say goodbye to the weekend. Hello,
Monday. Good evening, Mr. Rob, and also good evening to the listeners. Special greetings to the champs, the champions of FA Cup of South Africa, aka Nedbank Cup. I am very excited, Mr. Rob. I am very, very excited. I'm just waiting for that song that you normally play for the champions. We are the champions, my friend. Mr. Rob, I am very, very excited. We are in Cape Town. Thank you very much, team. Thank you very much, technical team, coach and players. We really appreciate this. Thank you very much. We
are the champions, say no more. No dry eye in the studio. Everybody's standing up on their feet. Coach Nasreddin Nabi, you hear that song, and it's a song that makes you do what? I could see in your face. You lit up. What was going through your mind?
Quand j'étais jeune, cette chanson me faisait vibrer. Je me rappelle Milan AC, Olympique de Marseille, Champions League. Ça m'a vibré. J'ai dit un jour, je voudrais vivre ça sur le terrain. C'est pour ça qu'elle m'a... Elle m'a ouvert mes yeux et elle a enjolé mon visage.
When I was young, this song was, when I heard it, I was kind of feel vibes, and that make me remember the AC Milan Olympique de Marseille Champions League final.
Oh.
I think it was 1992 or 1993 when Basil Boli scored the header.
Yeah.
And I was at that time I thought that I would like to leave something like that. That's why you saw me my eyes open and a lot of emotions.
Do you want to win more of these with Kaizer Chiefs?
Yes.
Is that your dream?
Je suis venu pour cela, exactement. Exactly. I love your question.
Yeah.
Je ne suis pas venu uniquement pour la Coupe. Je suis sincèrement, honnêtement, je suis venu pour qu'on puisse avoir une très, très grosse équipe, pour que chaque année ne soit pas une surprise de gagner un titre, que ce soit sur le plan africain ou le plan local. Et je suis vraiment sincère et honnête.
I love your question. And sincerely and honestly, I came to this club because I want to have a team that can win cups every year, and where it's not a surprise to win a cup, either on the continent side, mm-hmm. and on the local side too.
All right, as we gaze through, guys, as I said, don't forget, we got the YouTube channel. If you want to capture the moments that are happening right now in studio, that's exactly what it is. Coach just describing for us the meaningful nature of winning the trophy, the song and what it means, and whether he still wants to win more trophies with Kaizer Chiefs. And when you got the reaction, Coach, of the fans, the players, everybody else, what did that do to you?
After the game, hein?
Yes.
After the game. Honnêtement, je pensais pas. Je savais qu'on a fait plus ou moins un exploit vu les conditions cette année. Je savais que le fan n'arrêtait pas avant ça. Please coach, net banka, please coach. This is before the final, hein?
Yes.
Please, please, and this is put a big pressure for myself. But ce que je revu après la finale, les fêtes, les la joie et tout ça, c'est uniquement exceptionnel. Aujourd'hui, un collègue à vous, une star de la radio tunisienne sportive et FM Sport, il a dit la même chose. Ils sont ébahis en Tunisie parce qu'ils me suivent beaucoup au Maroc. Ils sont surpris. Cette ambiance, cette grandeur, cette façon de fêter, cette explosion de joie de supporters, des fans. Et la qualité de la présentation, de la finale, c'est quelque chose d'exceptionnel, vraiment.
Honestly, before the game, I knew that it meant a lot to the fans, because even before the final, the fans won. Every time I meet some in the road, they were not stopping asking me, "Oh, please, coach, donate bank up." I knew that. If we win it was going to be somehow an exploit, given as well the season that we have been having.
Mm-hmm.
But after the final, after the trophy, what I have seen, it's exceptional. The kind of joy, the kind of explosion of joy, the kind of videos that people have shared about the how people reacted to that, it's absolutely magnificent. And even people from one of the biggest radios in Tunisia called me this morning, and they made a presentation saying that they haven't seen the explosion of joy from people because of the club won a trophy, but as well they loved the presentation of the final, the ceremony, the like how everything was set up, and as well they was very impressed the viewing the public viewing of the final, how the people celebrated after that, and even for myself I feel like it's incredible.
Yeah, I think Jessica said it. She said that she felt that the whole world was watching the game. And you can't argue with that at all. The trophies here, if you're just joining us, it is hashtag MSW. We are live on the YouTube channel. We're going to be chatting to Ashley as well as Maccabi in a second. Let me just go back to your voice notes because there are plenty of them as the nation continues to celebrate.
Evening, Rob. Evening, Mr. Marawa. And the rest of the Kaizer Chiefs team, the champs. Yeah, this is Nati from Newcastle. Rob, this was my weekend. Saturday, Kaizer Chiefs took the cup of 10 years. But I would like to congratulate the team, more especially the Cape team. Yeah, for the last three games, Yusuf Mart has been so much as outstanding player for this team. I was glad that he even won the man of the match. He's leading by example. He's fighting for the team. Yusuf, you responded professionally to the criticism that you received from the supporters, the booing, everything. And even when you were celebrating your goals, you never told us to shut up. You just celebrated the goal. You behave professionally. Thank you, Yusuf. And the rest of the team, Modi, the goalkeeper, everybody, even the team manager, Bobby Mutaung, we are happy. Thank you, Rob.
Evening, Darop. Evening to MSW shareholders. Patrick here. Compliment to my beloved Kaizer Chiefs. With what they managed to achieve. Mostly the technical team. The technical team really worked good for the team. I mean, it's been, 10 years or something, us not lifting any trophy. Compliment to Coach Nabi, to the entire board of Kaizer Chiefs. I'm so thrilled and happy with what has just happened over the weekend. Coach Nabi, please stay with us, sir. Please. Don't leave us in this good times. We really believe you can turn things around for us for better future. We love each and every one of you guys. And please, Faisal Salum, the Zanzibar Finance, please, Mr. Mtaung, sign that guy. Fiston Mayela and Faisal Salum, please. Patrick here. I'm so happy, Tarob. I'm so happy. I've got nothing to say other than saying congratulations to everyone who's supporting Kaizer Chiefs, the board, the technical team itself. Love you. Patrick here.
Patrick, I can tell, man, you're very happy. Coach Nabi, before I speak to Ashley as well as Maccabi, he's pleading with you, says, please don't leave. Everybody's talking about the fact that you're about to leave. You're leaving Chiefs next season. You're not coming back. Let's get that out of the way. Are you leaving the club? Are you staying? What's cooking?
Je suis surpris qu'il y a ces questions, qu'il y a ces débats, parce que d'abord, je suis concentré. J'ai deux matchs pour deux championnats. On a parlé avec le joueur. On a parlé beaucoup. C'est deux finales. Il faut la même attitude que la dernière finale.
I'm very surprised. About about these rumors and questions, but because I am very concentrated for the remaining two games that are coming.
These two games, like it's a final for me. We need play this game with a final attitude, final spirit, because it's very important for top eight. I want to finish it in top eight. It's very important. Je veux pas gâcher vraiment la fête. Je veux vraiment me battre avec mes joueurs. Donc, je pense pas que c'est le moment et d'en parler. Et surtout, je m'inquiète pas. Je suis focus. Je sais que j'ai un contrat, j'ai un processus. Mais ça, pour moi, ça coule de source. Ça n'a pas. Il n'y a pas de raison de discuter de ça maintenant, je pense, dans les médias ou chez les fans.
We are very concentrated for the remaining two games, and we want our players as well to be concentrated, to have an excellent and positive attitude for the remaining two games, because it's very important to finish in the top eight. And as well, I don't want to
lose
the momentum that the cup has created, and I still have a contract, and I'm not worried about that, and I don't think that it's in the best moment to talk about that.
Kaiser Chiefs now is my family. He doesn't want me any position, any time I'm here. He don't want me, no problem. We continue the member of family and the fun. And I don't know, but now I have mission, I have responsibility, I'm focused for my job. You know, Robert, today, normal after you win the final,
yes,
have minimum today recovery for a player and festivity. No, the player this morning, 9 o'clock, is in training, because we are serious, we have responsibility. We have two tough games, and all the clubs focus now for only Jessica and Kais Junior is for festivity now.
All right, we'll get them, as we said, just after 7 o'clock if you're just joining us. But we're still going to have more word from the technical team and also from the players here. We'll fire some questions. And a big thanks, though, to Reggie Mapenzela, who sent me a message a short while ago in just clarifying. So he's a person who knows and gives players their nicknames. So he confirmed, he says, Dupre is Sheshakeza Sia Epalini. We need to be clean for gold. So in terms of Sheshakeza Sia Epalini, it means that we need to be clean for gold. So I'm just explaining your very own nickname to you, given by the man who gave you these nicknames. And also for Lilepo says, his nickname is Lollipop Stick. Sweet Samakosi. Lollipop Stick is sweet Samakosi.
Hashtag MSW, live now on 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Not your ordinary Monday. It's Reaction Monday. Hashtag MSW.
Thank you, Robert. Cabello here, for always. Thank you for a wonderful show, as always. It's just a comment, man, to Mr. Nabi. He said he was cooking. Yes, he cooked. I just want to tell him, as a KC fan supporter, I had that we forgive him for everything. He has erased everything negative that we've ever felt about him. But thank you very much for delivering. What's KC? Thank you, Coach Nabi. Thank you very much. I wish I can say it in your language. Amen.
Hi, Uncle Rob Njani, Uzama, Impangeni. Firstly, I want to say congratulations to my new Nepin champions. And then, just fast forward, can you please ask about Jessica Nwabuchi Junior about the rumors that Swabonile on social media, if I knew or not? Yeah, kiabonga kakhulu.
Good evening, Marawa, and the listeners of MSW. Firstly, Rob, congratulations to everyone at Kaizer Chiefs, from a management being led by U Kaizer Senior, SD, Upopi, Jessica, and everyone else that work at Kaizer Chiefs. Umama usebenza kitchen, security, abotata bahoye inqa, and everyone else. Congratulations also to the technical team, the whole technical team. Congratulations to the players. These players, you know, have taken so much abuse from us, but they remain professional. And ngomgqibelo, they became heroes and legends. And their names, Rob, will forever be remembered, you know, with football, you know, history as a South Africa, as players who ended it round the Kaizer Chiefs. We will tell our grandkids about these players, that these players, we abuse them, we call them average, but at the end of the day, they became heroes.
I think, let me snap it there, because it's an important question, Ashley Dupree, to come out from. He admits, as a fan of the team, he says that they, as fans, were abusing you as players, saying that you were average, you were not supposed to be Chiefs material, and so on. But here they are today, as Chiefs family and fans, actually celebrating that. How do you respond to him? Because that's directed, and he's almost saying sorry.
I mean, the fans have been behind us for years, and to play every week in front of them is amazing. It's a good feeling. Responding to him, I mean, you can't, as a player, be complacent and think now after 10 years we won a trophy and now you're going to be relaxed, you know, like a coach said.
Mm-hmm.
We still have two games and it's important to finish in the top eight. It's important to go out this weekend, you know, to give it our all because we need it. We can't be complacent, like I said, to after winning a cup and now we relax and now everything, if we lose and then things are going to be the same, it's not going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
We as players need to go out and fight for those last two games, you know, be mentally ready. Once again, we can't get complacent after winning a cup. We need to step up this weekend for the last two games and finish the season on a high.
Let me be honest, though, because we had a very fascinating conversation during the break. Are you understanding what Coach Nabi wants from you as a player with the talent that you have? And what is he demanding from you to be able to play in the first team almost every time?
I know the coach have been talking to me week in and week out.
Yeah.
For me, if I can be honest with myself, mentally, I need to be consistent, you know, every week. Go in games, you know, as a player, a front player, you need to score goals. And we as a team been lacking scoring goals, 2 goals, 3 goals a game.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I know the talent I have, what I can bring on the day and of the game, and you know, just help the coach, help the team, help the club, help the players. So for me, it's consistent. You know, so for me, it's just work on week in, week out, mentally preparing very good for games and be ready. No, so for me, it's being consistent and working on that. And I really do know what the coach wants from me. I think both coaches, they've been talking to me week in, week out, what they want from me, especially going into games. So for me, it's to work on it mentally and be consistent.
You want more from him, don't you, coach? You want more?
Yes, more. I have a capacity for more, honestly. I have a big capacity. I think the problem is monthly. It's not a problem for the talent. Is very important. Last season before I come, I watched the game of Kaiser Chiefs. I talked to my son, tell him what's a player. No. I have Mora now. I have this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy for his performance because I know he's a human. He's a big man, have a big quality, but I think have a big possibility to give more to Kaiser Chiefs, for himself, for Kaiser Chiefs, and why not for Bafana.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I don't give a gift or flower in my player, but I want to give him moral confidence for himself.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, I think, sometimes confidence, pressure, bad moment, management for bad moment with the team, and honestly, I'm very happy. All the coaches, it's happy if have player like my son here.
Yeah. Maccabi, from your side, man, are these the moments that made you come to Kaizer Chiefs? These moments where it's about winning, and how have you felt being part of this Kaizer Chiefs family?
Est-ce que c'est ces moments de soulever les coupes qui t'ont fait venir à Kaizer Chiefs? Est-ce que comment tu t'es senti ou tu te sens dans l'effectif de Kaizer Chiefs?
Ok, je suis calme ici à Kaizer Chiefs parce que quand j'arrivais ici, tout le monde il m'a accueilli vraiment. Bien. En plus, il y a certains joueurs que je connais déjà. En plus, Kaizer Chiefs, je connais avant. C'est les grands clubs. Quand moi, il était petit, je connais déjà Kaizer Chiefs. Il prend beaucoup des trophées. il joue bien, il a acheté beaucoup de grands joueurs. Je connais des Tchabala, là, c'est une légende des Kazetif. Je connais aussi des Biliat. Mmh. Donc, c'est vraiment un grand club. C'est pour cela, quand j'arrivais ici, j'ai essayé de travailler, d'y donner un place dans mon équipe. C'est important pour moi, c'est important pour tout le monde. C'est vraiment important pour moi.
Est-ce que tu peux dire les joueurs que tu connais ceux qui sont maintenant ici?
Pardon?
Les joueurs que tu connais ceux qui sont ici, dans l'équipe, maintenant.
Les joueurs qui connais?
Que tu connaissais.
Ah, et maintenant, il joue plus. J'ai connu Ketchabala, la Biliat. Là, j'ai regardé avant les télé quand moi, j'étais petit. J'ai connu.
It's been when I came to Kaizer Chiefs, I was very well welcomed by everyone, the management, the players, and as well, you know, when I was a young kid, I watched Kaizer Chiefs a lot on TV, and I knew players that were legends at Kaizer Chiefs, like Tshabalala. And Kamabiliat, and it was as well a dream for me to be part of this club. That's why when I got the opportunity to come here, every day I work very hard. I work very hard for this club because I know what it means to a lot of people, and I want as well to give them the joy that as well they gave me when I came to this club.
All right, let me go to the line quickly because I know, Franz, you've been holding on for a while, and thank you so much for your patience. I know Mo has also dropped there. Yeah, it's crazy on the line side. But Franz in Pretoria, good evening. Franz, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Mr. Marao?
Yeah, loud and clear, man. You want to congratulate the champions?
I want to congratulate the champions, Mr. Marao. Man, I will be my coach, man. Look, man, I just want to congratulate the champs in the studio and everyone involved in this beautiful club, Mr. Marao. I would like to congratulate management, the technical team, but most importantly, the fans and supporters of this beautiful team. We've been patient. I mean, we've been through a lot. And, yeah, we stick with this team because, man, we have belief in this club. And it wasn't easy, Mr. Marao. I understand we criticize in most cases, but it's because of the love that we have for this club. And the other thing, man, that I just want to plea with the management, man, they must just stick with this technical team. Rome was not built in one season. We understand that it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, for obviously foreign coaches coming to South Africa, bearing in mind of the language barrier, and it wasn't going to be easy. So we understand the inconsistency of the club. But we do have belief, and the beautiful, display that these players are playing ever since the new technical team. So thank you so much. I really don't understand, believe if management understand how huge this victory is. And obviously the players and the ticket. This is huge, Mr. Marao. I understand it's just, one would say, but it's just a 7 million. It's huge. And especially winning against our arch rivals. Let me give others time, Mr. Marao.
Thank you very much indeed for being considerate. I think a lot of people would agree that 7 million is but part of the bigger equation. Playing football is about the prestige. Someone said it's the FA Cup of football, and that's it. I think if everybody understands what that means, it's far bigger than the money. Mo Flavor, good evening.
Leadership, good evening.
Welcome and congratulations to your team.
Listen, Amakhosi Abuyile. I don't know if you saw my picture, Rob, on Twitter where I was at the river there in the suit.
I did see it. I was a bit worried, though, that your shoes and your pants didn't get wet up until the middle of that rock that you were standing on. But that aside, that was a holistic moment for you. Describe what you said in your prayers there.
Look, nothing is stronger than water. And I think the spirit of that post was to show the depth of love that I, as a Kaizer Chiefs supporter, and I think every other Kaizer Chiefs supporter has for this team. It's beyond just watching players on the field week in, week out. So I think congratulations to the biggest club on the continent. And, to the players, to the management team, to the coaching staff, I think it's a job well done. And I look at the way we played in this tournament, and the teams we beat to get to the final and even win in the final. I mean, there were Stellies in there. There were Sundowns in there and Pirates. Three teams that were all in CAF competitions playing remarkably well. And I'm sitting here asking myself, and perhaps this is a question that I want to throw to the team and studio, the players and the coach and the management, to say, what is it going to take for us as a team, as a club, to perform the same way in the league as we did in the Nedbank Cup? Is it a mental thing? Is it about players or ability or personnel? Because people talk about, you know, there's a difference between club competitions and the league. But as a football fan, you watch a game, and a game is a game, and you're expecting to win. So that is my comment. But congratulations all around. We'll listen over the radio.
Mo Flavor, thank you so much indeed. Catch up 9 to 12 right here on 947. Mo Flavor there, our very trusted fan of Kaizer Chiefs, giving his opinion as he always does. All right, we're going to be wrapping things up, and I'll throw that question maybe both to the technical team and also to the management when they do come in just after 7. We are going to be continuing, so I'll invite everybody to migrate to the YouTube channel, because we will continue for the next hour. Any questions? I've still got plenty of voice notes that I haven't played yet. So I'm mindful of that. I will play them out in one way or the other. But I think it's about the questions. Some people not happy about certain questions not being answered properly, etc. I understand. And at the same time, you need to understand too. Up until a certain time, things will gain clarity, as you and I should. But with the time that has been presented to us, I want to say a big, big thanks to you, Ashley Dupree. Thank you so much, Maccabi Lilepo, for coming through and being with us. Everything of the best. You guys are really super players for a super team. And everything of the best. And once again, congratulations. The trophy is yours.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you for having us. It's a huge pleasure to be on the show. And I'm looking forward to many more.
Please, of course. The more you win, the more you come. That's the deal. We signed that agreement. Maccabi, thank you so much, man. Good to see you in person. And all the best.
Ok, merci beaucoup. Je suis très content de revenir ici. Donc, peut-être l'autre prochaine, je vais arriver ici parce que c'est notre travail. Il faut faire les interviews, il faut travailler, c'est important. Merci beaucoup vraiment pour toi, pour tous les staffs de médias. Donc, c'est vraiment important.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much indeed. Thanking everybody within the media fraternity and so on. Cedric, I'm taking your job as interpreter of that French that I could hear there. But I can only try my best. Also to you, Cedric, thank you so much indeed. I know it's been a tough season all round, but have a smile. You know, grow a bigger smile. Enjoy the moment, because these haven't happened for 10 years, my friend. So this is it. And you guys have made it happen. Let it sink in. And as you've been hearing from the callers, this is a big, big moment indeed. We are out of time. Thank you very much indeed. Coach Nasreddin Nabi, I want to thank you so much.
It's a big moment. It's a big pleasure. Thank you so much. Please give me opportunity to send my thanks and all the members of my staff, assistant coach Khalil, assistant coach Cedric, Ilias, Sissi, the goalkeeper coach, and Mr. Majdi Assafi, conditioning coach. Big work with me. Thank you for them. I'm not easy with them.
With all of
sometime
them.
Sometimes with all of them, but thank you so much for them.
Yeah,
thank
I mean, if you have any more words, let's just reserve it. Let's throw across, though, as we got to say goodbye on this particular segment. So catch us again tomorrow, Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Right, thank you so much indeed for joining us. We'll continue, as I said, the second half of the show right here on the YouTube channel. So please send us your WhatsApp voice notes, as many as you can, questions or comments. The team is here to take them.
Good evening, Marawa. Good evening, and the Kaizer Chiefs management, and even my coach and his assistants. Coach Nabi, we love you as South Africans. make us proud. On Saturday, South Africa was so happy. Everyone was happy. I even seen the video for SNDF, there by DRC Congo, singing. It shows like everybody were happy. Keep on making us happy, Mr. Nabi. I love you.
Hi, hi, habuhile makos. Thank you, Kosi. Thank you, management. Thank you, Yusuf Matt. I know you've come under a lot of criticism, but for me, you always try to play. And remember, Kevin De Bruyne once said, it doesn't matter how many passes you complete or whatnot. The important thing is you try to make those difficult passes. So thank you.
Hi, Rob. This is Mthusi Mayapa from Pretoria. I just want to ask Lilepo, Mpote, my brother, Sangonini. I'm just going to ask him, how is he finding the PSL and what's the difference between the PSL and the leagues he's played in before, like your Europe and, you know, other African leagues? How is he finding, you know, the difference? You know, thank you.
Good evening, Marawa. Good evening to the Kaizer Chiefs management. This is not a question, but a statement on behalf of Amakhosi faithful. Thanks to Coach Nabi, we have managed to beat Mamelodi Sundowns since 2023. Thanks to Coach Nabi, we have managed to beat Orlando Pirates after the last five encounters. Thanks to Coach Nabi, we have qualified for continental football. Thanks to Coach Nabi, we have finally brought in what has eluded us for 10 years. What he has done with the current crop of players, changing the mindset. We've got fighters now. You can see the way the players are fighting for the badge on the field. It's incredible. Just one more thing. We ask management to please, don't just buy available players, but buy players that we need to continue next season. Thank you.
Good evening, Robert. This is the man. When you live in a glass house, never throw stones or play with stones. This is exactly what Pirates experienced. Chiefs made history. It won a cup after 10 years. At the same time, it made Pirates to release its coach. It was announced by the club chairperson, Robert, to say, let the coach be released earlier than he requested. What is the main cause? Kaizer Chiefs. Congrats, Makhosi, for making history. I alluded to the fact that Chiefs is going to win this game. And I said, victory sounds ambitious, but it's a possibility. And it's exactly what Kaizer Chiefs did. Amakhosi Amahle. You played very well and you needed this trophy wholeheartedly, and the gods spare it for you. It's just that you were not aware that your name was already written on the trophy before the game could start. Good show as always.
Good afternoon, Darob, and to the Makhosi faithful there in studio. My name is Prince Runashi from Jamestown. You know, on Saturday, I was so emotional, Darob. After the final whistle, I could not hold back the tears, you know, thinking about the turbulent 10 years that we had without silverware. But then came our savior, Nasreddine Nabi, to wipe our tears. And I'm sure that the chairman was so happy. He deserves this trophy. After a long drought, Dr. Kaizer Motaung really deserves this trophy. And I also want to thank the management, the team, the players led by Captain Fantastic Yusuf Mar. Thank you guys for delivering the Nedbank trophy. You know, we are really excited. We are happy. And I just hope that they continue with Coach Nabi. We've been hearing awful rumors that he will not be continuing with us next season. And I just hope that it's fake news. It's a process, and I think we must just continue the process. Thank you, Darob. Evening. Champions. Champione. Campione.
Amakhosi ejabulile, Rob. What an incredible weekend we had, Rob. Kaizer Chiefs finally breaking the 10-year drought, Rob. We've been waiting for this day and for many years, and it finally came. Still excited, and Rand is responding in the same manner, and everything panned out nicely on Saturday. The intentions were there, starting with our senior coach in goals, Brendan Peterson, and also correcting the mistakes that we highlighted last week, having a well-balanced team and closing Pirates down and winning the balls in their half. One would have seen with the second goal, it was those qualities that we wanted to see coming out of Kaizer Chiefs. And if the coach is leaving, Rob, I'll be happy, because we cannot remove the fact that we had issues this season. But I think we need somebody to take this team to the next level. Thank you so much, Tabogoye.
Good evening, Marawa, and the listeners of MSW. Firstly, Rob, congratulations to everyone at Kaizer Chiefs, from management being led by Kaizer Senior, SD, Upopi, Jessica, and everyone else that work at Kaizer Chiefs. Umamo Sebenze Kitchen, Security, Abotata Baoye Inga, and everyone else. Congratulations also to the technical team, the whole technical team. Congratulations to the players. These players, you know, have taken so much abuse from us, but they remain professional. And Ngomgqibelo, they became heroes and legends. And their names, Rob, will forever be remembered. You know, we football, you know, history as a South Africa, as players who ended it round the Kaizer Chiefs. We will tell our grandkids about these players, that these players, we abuse them, we call them average, but at the end of the day, they became heroes. They made us happy. You know, they broke the curse. So well done to these players. Lastly, Rob, there are rumors that Unabi is leaving. And if Unabi is leaving, I am very, very fine with that. And I've said it on your show that Unabi has not done well in the league at all. We can't be in that position, we league. Rob, coaches have been fired at Kaizer Chiefs before who won a trophy and their league position were bad. Abo VV, Abo Middendorp, Abo Musin. So it won't be new, Unabi. And I'm sure Unabi Naye will be disappointed with where he is, we league. Kosi Rob, we'll see you at.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Sulu Filang here. And good evening to the MSW Shoulders. And good evening to the entire Kaizer Chiefs family. Hey, look, after 10 years, we can finally say the Kaizer Chiefs are champions. Congratulations to them, even though they ended the reign of Pirates. And as far as the domestic cup is concerned, hey, got to credit where credit is due. People have their own feelings based on how the game went down. And hey, we'll just leave them at that. Today, we simply say congratulations. Well, well deserved. I just have one question. I don't know if all the other shoulders are asking the same question, but I'm going to ask it as well. Coach Nasruddin Nabi, are you going to stay at Kaizer Chiefs? There are rumors that you could leave the club. Maybe you are rumored to go somewhere. Are you going to leave Kaizer Chiefs at the end of the season? That's the million-dollar question that I have directly to Coach Nasruddin Nabi. Great show as always. Thanks.
It's Aaron. This question is directed to Coach Nabi. We want to ask if is he indeed leaving, first of all, or is it just rumors? And secondly, can we ask whether are we going to get quality players for next season? Because honestly, this season was totally unacceptable. It's just that the season was saved by the Nedbank Cup, but it was totally unacceptable, and we need to speed up the process, because as you can see, the clubs that are around us are leaving us behind. So we need to catch up and also reclaim our glory position. Yes, thank you, Navi.
Hi, Mr. Merrow and the team. Firstly, congratulations to Kaizer Chiefs. My question is directed to the Chiefs hierarchy. What are you preparing to do in the future to reduce the number of bullies to your players by your so-called fans? Because I recall the same Mart was previously bullied by your so-called fans. What campaigns are you organizing to reduce that against your players? Thanks, David in Parkwood.
Sure, Darob. Good evening to the listeners. Good evening to the coach, the Mutang family, and the players. Ngalukbuza Tarop, is it true that the coach is leaving at the end of the season? And why is the coach leaving? Because already we've developed love with the coach and surely the players too. And again, we see the progress as the supporters. I mean, the coach has just won the cup after so long we singaga win anything. So now, why is the management allowing this thing to happen? Where else could we buy him keep a coach? Then we continue next season to win. Thank you.
Good evening, Robert. Mulatelo here.
Okay, firstly, I would like to congratulate the team for a job well done. And as for the coach, I must commend you for brave decisions you made over the past weekend, especially on the goalkeeping personnel. And it also shows that you have studied the game now. Obviously, you needed time to adapt. But one thing I've noticed, you allowed all the players to change your mind. Players like Mthethwa, Gwiniga, they are now performing, meaning you've done something with them. Also, Pule Mori has become such an exceptional and important player for Chiefs. We thank you for that. Yes, we are patient with players like Duba, Shabalala, you know, the young boys. We know and we can see that you will get the best out of them. Thank you very much, coach. Well done.
Not your ordinary Monday. It's Reaction Monday. Hashtag MSW.
All right, thank you so much indeed for staying the course. Thank you so much indeed for the extended time. This is what we call referee's optional time. And the celebrations continue. The conversations do continue right here on hashtag MSW. Marawa Sports Worldwide. Quarter past the hour 7. It really doesn't matter what the time is. All that matters is the quality of the conversation that we are going to be having. As I said, the first part of the show, we say a big thanks to the technical team for having been a part of it, the coach, the assistant, and also the players for gracing our studios and being humble enough as well to stay on the cause. I got to say a big thanks, though, to both Jessica Mudawung as well as Kaiser Mudawung Jr., who have stayed here respectively in their positions as marketing director as well as the sporting director. And also be joined by Yusuf Mohammed. Yusuf, what's your position these days, sir?
Sure. It's long.
Kaiser Chiefs Club historian.
Historically, what does this victory mean? And put us in time so that when we carry the conversation with both Jessica as well as Kaiser, we know the significance of why this is and will forever be important.
Well, the first thing is we got to understand that it's taken Chiefs 11 years to win a cup title, and it's been 10 years since we last won any trophy, which was a league in 2015. But when you look at this competition, which is the Nedbank Cup, that was Kaizer Chiefs' first trophy that they ever won in a formal season, going back to 1971. So we have a deep history with this. And Saturday, we won title number 14. And funny enough, that half of those victories have been against Pirates. So out of the 14 titles, 7 have been in finals against Pirates. So those are the significance, the significant numbers. When you look at the history of Chiefs and Pirates in cup competitions and you look at what this competition has done for Chiefs over the years, it's been the springboard for coaches, it's been the springboard for players. And it's given us 14 titles now. Nobody else has got that many. We were playing in our 20th final. We've only lost 6 finals. Our rivals, on the other hand, have lost in the finals 10 times, and 7 of those have been against us, and 3 of those have been when they've been the defending champions. And also Chiefs in the PSL era have a very, very good record in the Nedbank Cup against defending champions. They've only lost 1 game in open play out of 7 against defending champions. So the Nedbank Cup is significant. This victory was significant, and also we've made history by having but the first time that we've had a North African coach or a Tunisian coach win any silverware with Kaizer Chiefs. So there's a lot of history. There's a lot into it. There's very, very much. And, you know, if you look at this final, it's the first time that Pirates have lost a game in open play with Jose Rovero as their coach. So the significance is in the Nedbank Cup. So this, the significances that we have, the history that we've made in this game, it shouldn't be undermined. It's taken a lot of, it's taken 4 losses, 4 finals losses, and losing a league on the final day of the season to get us here. So what these players have achieved goes back 55 years almost. And so with that kind of history in this competition, you can always count on that, and you can always use that to help you. And, you know, the thing is that we've beaten Pirates in two of these finals in Durban over the last 20 years, which is also significant.
I mean, are you able to share a lot of the stats and the knowledge and the history that you do have with the players as a form of motivation? Because at times, you know, stats become something commentators use, stats become something that media personalities use, and so on. But do you formally maybe use it? I hear it at times in press conferences where the coaches articulate some of the questions and then they use the stats in that positive way. But I'm just saying directly to the players so that they know what this means.
So an example, during the competition we had Ignacio Miguel becoming the first player since Max Mapunyani in 1989 to score in the first three rounds of the Nedbank Cup for Chiefs. And then obviously in the same game, Modi scored as well. But we translated that. I had a talk with them. They seen it on Twitter. We discussed it. And then we also discussed who was the only player in the PSL era to ever score in four in a row. But no one's ever scored in the first four since 96, 97. So we discussed with them that, should you be able to get this? This is the player who's done it before, and this is what you need to keep in mind. So when they do it, they can say, hey, I've leveled with so-and-so who's done this. And
because, I mean, when you approach the final whistle and you know, okay, Chiefs are now at the helm, it's going to take maybe a controversial moment of a push or something in the penalty box, and then maybe Orlando Pirates gets to equalize. But in your mind, when you want to communicate that one vital stat, that's a standout stat to the rest of the nation that you want to put out, how do you balance it out to say, geez, out of all of these facts and stats and information that I do have, this one here will be the one that maybe wraps up or summarizes what this victory means?
So for the club, so if you're doing them for other people or you're doing them for elsewhere, it's different. But if you're doing it for the club, the most important thing is to say 14 Nedbank Cup titles. That's what we need to put out there first. This is number 14. This is the most. And then you go with a whole lot of others, which are already ready. By the 85th minute, they're already ready to say, We've won, we've beaten Pirates in the final so many times. We've played Pirates 22 times in this tournament. We've now beaten them so many times, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So they go from there.
All right. So just in wrapping, I know you got a rush off to Randburg as well, is that when you say 14th title, isn't the since important? 14th title, but the last since the year,
so we do
then it gives the context of how much time has lapsed in between.
So it's very vital.
Yeah.
So you say 14th title, first since 2013 in this competition. And then those things are also very important timelines.
Yeah.
So it's been the longest that we've taken to win the Nedbank Cup. We've never ever taken this long between titles. So you also mentioned that the 12 years is the longest it's taken. So because this is history, it's not to undermine what's happened or in the past couple of years. It's just history. So you mentioned these things. 14th title, first since then, and then you list all the rest of them.
All right.
And then you put 14 trophy emojis.
All right. I love you, Yusuf. He's very passionate about it.
I know, he's very passionate. Yeah. I was saying that I just got a message now that your limousine is waiting for you to take you across.
I just don't know how he remembers it all.
It's crazy.
He's not reading it, and he picks up other things as you go along. He'll say, but you don't know this, you don't know that. It's absolutely amazing and a great part of our team. Really love working with him. He works a lot with the legends, so he's being modest. Yes, our statistician, but also works with the legacy program, works a lot with our legends, and puts together their games and does a whole lot of things with us. So a key and vital part of our team.
Yeah, a massive part. Trust me. This man gave me a tough time when I was working on the UEFA Champions League. You know, he'll tell me that, do you know that this one's grandmother used to go to the...
He knows everything.
He knows everything. But we're very, very proud, very honored that he was able to just pop in for a couple of minutes to share the time. You listened, both of you. And again, thank you for allowing this to happen. There's still an incredible number of people sitting on the YouTube channel right now. You heard what the coaches had to say, and the players as well. Maybe in summary, from a player coaching perspective that you would want to wrap up, and then we shoot off because there's so many questions that we're going to throw around here, and it's important that we get those out. The one question, and sorry to throw you into the fire, I just want to get this out. That whole issue of the coach leaving or not. you probably woke up to it, you probably went to sleep seeing it, and already questions started flying around whether that or not is true. If it is that coming from management? If not, like, put us in a place where everybody is saying, I understand.
The coach is with us. The coach is contracted. We have a plan. We've just come off a beautiful victory now with the Nedbank Cup. I think it's been a great year in terms of also how we've worked very closely with the coach in terms of how we're in the recruitment process. He's been hand in hand with all the players that we brought in. From our side, it's very important that we keep the positive energy. The coach is very much part of the plans. We're there. And yeah, I mean, for us, we woke up wanting to celebrate, you know, wanting to celebrate the title and looking forward to the history that's made. And yeah, so I mean, the tech staff have worked very hard. I mean, Rob, we sat here before, we spoke about the reasons as to why we've identified certain people. So yeah, just...
No, we're on track. I think Robert, to reinforce what Kaiser's saying, the coach is there. Obviously, there's a lot of work to be done. We still have to review. I mean, that doesn't change the fact that we review where we're at, where we're going, what could be improved. But certainly, there's been a commitment. The board, everybody, we've invested with the coach. We got him the players he wanted. He has his technical team. And we expect him to continue doing the work. I mean, the season's not over, guys. Also, let's enjoy the glory.
but that's a problem that comes with, you know, enjoying the glory, is that there's always that outstanding thing to say, is it true? Is it too good to be true? Can something be cooking somewhere in the background? But maybe another follow-up question is, did he have a particular mandate? You know, because sometimes people love to stick to that. Did he have a mandate before you unveiled him? And has he fulfilled that mandate?
So we're on track with many things that we wanted to achieve. I mean, I sat down and I spoke to you about us going back to Africa.
Yeah.
You know, and I think winning the Nedbank Cup, making the history that we've made, that goes hand in hand with some of the objectives we had. So the coach understands exactly, and the tech staff, what we sat down, what we presented, where we wanted to go, had a very open discussion. Definitely had goals we want to achieve. And I think if you look, we haven't been able to win a trophy in a very long time. We've done that. Now we know in the league, obviously, there's a lot of inconsistency, and that's exactly, that's a place where obviously we'd like to rectify. I mean, we're in a situation now, we literally have two cup finals left. I mean, you know, we have, Sekhukhune United and Polokwane City, very, very important game. So also our celebrations are very short-lived for now, because yes, we want to celebrate now. We've had this great milestone, but there's two very crucial games. You want to be able to be in the MTN 8 next season. You want to be able to compete on all fronts. You know, you want to be able to be competing in the top 8, preparing for our journey in CAF, you know, having a good go at the Carling Cup. We want to defend our trophy on the Nedbank Cup. So we want to be able to play for everything. So the league, obviously, is an area that we want to definitely address and see how do we improve. But we have, you know, two very important games.
But I think one can't say the club didn't have a vision.
Sure.
We had a vision. We articulated it to the coach and the technical staff. And there's been work done collectively to make sure that vision is realized.
Definitely.
And you understand, though, so many questions that came through even today to say the cup game is much needed relief for Kaizer Chiefs. But you can't overlook the inconsistencies that have been there. You know, the moments where people thought, it's going to be Nabi's last game. If he loses this one, definitely he's gone. It's that sort of language that is not meant to take away from the shine of the Nedbank Cup as well. But you would need, as a technical team as well, to sit down very, very quickly. And I know from a marketing perspective, it balances out. One literally balances the other one out. How soon would those assessments that Jessica was talking about just now happen? Because, like you say, two cup finals left. You got to play Sekhukhune. You got to play Polokwane City. The league is done. It's a match day 28, and no longer match day 30. But how soon do you make those assessments to then forge your way forward in the same way that you did in putting forward a lovely camp, from what we could see that you had in Turkey, you know, last season and the build up to this season? How soon does that assessment come in?
To be fair, those assessments have been ongoing. You know, Rob, we're constantly looking where we can improve, looking at the game model, looking at the areas. I mean, we want to be honest. You know, we have conceded a huge number of goals. We've been inconsistent. We've created also on the very positive side. I'm sure we're still on top about how many chances that we do create. You know, so we're putting ourselves in very important positions, not taking our chances. So They have been ongoing. They'll continue now. And, you know, with every single area, like you said, whether it's marketing, commercial, on the technical side, we sit down and you plan. You know, you sit down, you plan, you review, you go through things. And, you know, we want to be able to win trophies, but we also want to be back in the Champions League, you know. And it's also been part of our vision, the chairman's vision, you know, for many years. So, you know, the club tasted what it was like before going to the final with the young squad. So, I think we are definitely, I would say, then it's an ongoing process.
I don't think we want consistency.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing we need right now, is we want whatever we're doing now to have some kind of momentum and build up some consistency. So hence the reviews and what we're going to do. And any organization needs to do that, you know.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to, when the season ends, be able to even do more work with each other and assess and evaluate.
Because sometimes I always stand a bit watching, even today, there was like so much happening in international football. The announcement, for example, from Orlando Pirates saying that tomorrow will be Coach Rivera's last game. But they've announced the last dance way before. So there's open cards that are being played to say, this is the way, whether it affects the team or not, hey, it is what it is. Bay Leverkusen saying goodbye to Coach Alonso. On the other side, Real Madrid saying, yeah, this is going to be our man. We want him to go to the FIFA Club World Cup, so he's going to be moving in as, you know, Carlo Ancelotti moves on, potentially to a gig in Brazil. Is it important, maybe in today's world, to maybe do things differently so that if there is, let's say, a desire and the coach's record says that, yeah, he's won before, he's won trophies, his track record is, Coach Nabi, get a trophy, get a victory. Hey, technical team, we pack, we go to the next mission. We've seen that. That's what his track record shows. Is that something that, as Kaiser Chiefs, you would have been willing to do, you know, if that is true, that he will be leaving, which you've obviously addressed now, to say, okay, sure, season's not over, but let's get this done. So that when we start on a new clean page, we don't have to be answering these questions. We know what's happening. Is that something you would look at?
Well, like I said, I mean, I've also addressed the fact that we're here, coaches here, we have two important games, and I think what's the most important thing for us is to keep the focus on the work at hand. Because, like I said, those games are very important. I mean, you know, we you know, you win a Nedbank Cup, and then you don't, you know, qualify for the top eight. That's not where we want to be, you know. So, you know, we understand there is always some speculation and different opinions and stuff, but right now we really want to be focused on what's at hand and enhance the positive spirit. We have a great Nedbank Cup that's come up. We've clinched a title. We want to secure a spot. And I think the technical staff has also worked very hard this season. So we also want to give them the positive energy, the positive space to be able to make sure that they can achieve this one and get us into the top eight and just look forward, Rob.
Yeah, and from a purchasing perspective, you know, because the market does open itself up.
Yeah,
we heard Coach Nabi being very blatant and honest with Ashley to say that, I know you've got a lot that you can give the club, but I don't believe that you're giving a lot right now. And for me, it was like a wow moment. It was wow because he's dealing with the player in front of us. You know, he's not talking behind his back. Is that something that you're moving into? Have you got your targets already as far as the transfer market is concerned? You got your short list, maybe. Let me put it that way.
Not for sure, but we've been working hand in hand. I mean, you know, also Tara has joined us in the recruitment side with the tech staff, with the recruitment and the analysis department. We've really long identified some key areas within the squad that we want to reinforce. Of course, there's a lot of crunch time coming with a lot of players who contracts are coming to an end. Others are up for renewal in terms of options. So that's another ongoing process. That's been ongoing, I think, quite intensely since Jan, with quite a few players. You're always looking to see who's the best out there. What are the position-specific needs that we have? Where are we lacking? How do we want to approach the model next season? So very much something that's been underway.
But I think also what's exciting is that, you know, we've done very well with the Youth Academy. That's something that we've invested in quite strongly, and you've seen how youth have come in. Even when we couldn't sign players in the final for the Champions League, we had a very young squad. But our DDC team have done exceptionally well. And that's also, we're looking at how we're not only just, it's not just being about buying players, but how do we bring in the next crop of player from our youth academy? That, I think, is something that Kaiser and the team are doing very well with.
Because it's also going to come with the belief from a coach, you know, because I hate to use the example of what we've seen with Dangotas and the Rele Mofokengs and Pirates, is that that's a direct line from DDC. That's a direct line to say, we have a belief in the youth. So they've got the Chiefs colors. It doesn't really matter. We see young players at 17 playing World Cups. They're playing in the Euros. They're playing in the Champions League. They're playing in El Clasico. So what stops us? Is that ambition and the drive there at Kaizer Chiefs to actually push the youth line at first team level?
If you, 3 years, it's now a third, maybe a third year. If I look at the plan 3 years ago, we knew that you could get into a bit of stick if you want to reduce the average age. And at a big club, it's always very difficult to give young guys minutes. It's if you're in an environment where the young guys come in and the team is really winning trophies. I mean, Rile and them have been very fortunate to come into a Pirates side that have been lifting trophies. Senior players having that formula, they can have their minutes, they can make their mistakes, with the team still sort of on a trajectory. For us, we revamped the squad, we cut the age, and we knew that we're going to encounter a lot of inconsistencies also, because that comes with the territory. If you look at our squad, I mean, that direct line is there. You've got a Vilagazi straight from the DDC. You've got Shaba. You've got Duba, who's, you know, a lot of the time people talk about South Africans. We don't really produce, you know, enough strikers. Top goal scorers are always foreigners. You know, we've got a young man who at youth level was the best in his age group, you know, came through the ranks at 20, is scoring equalizing goals in semifinals against the champions of the country. So it's very much a targeted strategy, and we know that's got to go in line with having the right quality experience to help the boys inculcate into the culture. And that's where we are really working to see how we sort of remedy that balance. But if you see our team, if you see our average age, you can see that it's been something that we consciously a step that we consciously took, you know. And I mean, if you're playing at a different team as a younger player, those minutes you get on a regular basis are priceless, you know, and you can get those minutes without having the pressure of not being able to make mistakes. So in our setup, in our structure, our, you know, this club is based on success. The guys need to, you know, bring trophies into the environment, and they've had to shoulder quite a bit. But it's you know, I think the benefit that we're going to get from these minutes, from this experience at a young Villa's age, at Duba's age, at a Shaba's age, is going to be very valuable for the club in the near future.
But also proud of our players who've been in the under 17 national team, under 20 national team.
Exactly.
That's also very important for us, that they're representing the country and also getting that experience as well.
I mean, you've got five people representing their club at under 17 level, five under 20 level. You get your youth team who are able to lift the title at DDC level. We have our DDC co-coach, Mr. Vela Kumalo, who's at national team level, qualifying for the World Cup. There's a plan that we wanted to put in place at youth level, and there are some fruits that are coming from it. But I think it's how we merge that balance on the first team side.
And it's been a holistic vision, you know, Rob, that has come long before today, yeah, you know. And I think that's what people need to understand. To turn a tide as big as this takes a very deliberate approach, deliberate action, investment, and that kind of stuff. And people need to understand. And when we said be patient, we knew what we were doing, you know. And I think I'm so proud that we're sitting here today and are able to see some of the fruits.
All right, before I take more of the voice notes, guys, give us a sense, though, because I know that at times with age, couple of health struggles here and there.
Oh, are you saying we're old, Rob?
No.
Same way we're old. Is something old? That we're healthy.
You guys are far from that. You know, we always think of the visionary. We think of a man who spent so much time, you know, outside of the comfort of his home in America, playing football, playing what he loved, to come back to South Africa and build this giant. Build this giant that your wonderful fans, through all the drought of 10 years, stuck by you, bought the jersey, made sure the visibility is there. That when that trophy was lifted, what was Kaizer Motaung Senior's words or reaction to either of the two of you sitting here in front of me right now?
Congratulations.
Couldn't have been that, full stop.
Congratulations.
It was congratulations.
So happy.
Yeah.
When I spoke to him on the phone, I was saying, even this morning, I could feel and hear his smile.
Yes.
Through the phone. Honestly, I could feel it. I could see his face because he was just so happy. He's saying well done to us, you know.
Yeah.
Congratulations to us. But he was just very happy. He said he started the morning so well. He was so calm. Mm. He spent the whole day at home. Mm. He just had a very good feeling about it. And I think that's what it is. All of us had that feeling. And I think what it showed me is that collective consciousness, the oneness, and it reminded me of us when we hosted the World Cup as South Africans. You know, when we as a people and it just have the same energy, have a common goal, you know, you can achieve so much. And I was also saying that I know that God did not get as many prayers as he did for this game. I mean, everybody really, really prayed that this would go well. And the chairman was so elated.
Yeah.
I mean, he was so happy and really well-deserved. He's worked very hard, created a great brand, given many of us a great platform, and really deserved to have this.
From your side, what reaction did he get? Because there would have been many meetings of frustration as you plot and plan from a technical directorship.
No, to be fair, I only spoke to the chair once I was in the hotel room.
Yeah.
So my phone was, I think I had a little bit for, I think I made a little video, I think, for my sons and daughters, but like that was it. Yeah. And then only when I got into the hotel room, all the noise was gone. Sitting down, that's when I called the chair. First thing, congratulations. But then he delved straight into the tactics. Started speaking about moments in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Started speaking about what we could have done better. Spoke about some of the things.
Share that though. What could your team have done better?
No, I think that's a cup game, Rob. You know, I think actually Coach Nabi mentioned something when the season started. He said, "You don't play cup games. You win or you lose. No one comes and asks you how do you guys play, because no one's going to care if you had 80% possession. If we played well, they're going to say, did you guys win or you lose? Did you qualify to the next round? Did you win the cup? You know, so I think it's very much in that spirit. It was a very tense game, very tactical game. And I think, I think both coaches and technical staffs had prepared very well. And I think having that derby before also threw some span in the works in terms of the preparation, in terms of how you would apply something surprising to your opposition. But I think Chairman understood that, I mean, he's if there's anybody who's seen tense cup finals and over the years between these two, it's him. So, like I said, he went into the tactics. He went into some moments in the game. He went into things that, you know, that's his nature. You know, he's drawn straight into the football. And then at the end of it, again, what he kept mentioning was how was it in the stadium? Because he said the people. He just could feel the energy and the people. Because he's always reminding us about how important supporters are and what it means to them. And he just kept saying, you know, he could feel that his people were happy.
That's why behind you, that continues to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, that continues. Mtetwa is showing us why. Semakaya, you know?
So, and doing it at home, man.
He's doing it at home.
I love that.
You know, so this is now what Monday, towards the end of the day, this happened all the way back on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, so just, you're the marketing guru. What that does for Brand Kaizer Chiefs, it does what?
Absolutely amazing. First of all, just brings back a new energy and excitement. I think it also shows sponsors what Brand Kaizer Chiefs is about, the power of the brand, the power of the support base. And it's just very exciting for me. Nothing in markets like winning, you know. We're fortunate that obviously we do have a strong brand, but to win just puts the cherry on top. And I'm just so excited by the opportunities that come out of this.
Okay, let me go straight to your voice note.
Good evening, Marawa. Yo. We are so happy, man. Yeah, this is Wilson from Midrand. I'm so happy. The substitution, Paris coach giving us the game, replacing Makoba, Mahau, and Makaula. That's what that was a win for us, Robert. Thank you so much. Nice show.
Thank you so much, man. Kind of a sarcastic retort there, isn't it? It's like, thanks for making it easier for us. Would that be some of the tactics, though, that the chairman would be talking about to say, hey, maybe a substitution a little bit late, maybe this? I mean, obviously, it doesn't matter right now.
100%. I mean, chair, obviously, he lives everything with us, right? So even preparing for the game, he knows exactly the game plan. He knows, he shares his input. He understands options in the bench. And obviously, he has, you know, his approach to the game. And one thing, again, before I also continue about that, is we must also give credits to Orlando Pirates. I mean, we're talking a lot about ourselves, talking a lot about us being able to lift a trophy. what they've been able to achieve in the last few years with the Nedbank Cup, with the MTN 8, with their great journey going into CAF all the way to a semi-final. I mean, it was really an honor to face an opposition of that level in the final. And I mean, I think for Coach Jose, for him to have had an opportunity to have a three-peat in the Nedbank Cup, I mean, that speaks volumes, you know. Mm. So just before we forget, I really want to say, you know, a big congratulations to them for the great standard that they've been setting over the last couple of years.
And yes, I must say also congratulations to them, and also great working with them and the PSL on a game of this nature. Just the Derby guys is just a different animal, you know, and to work with the PSL and Pirates, who've been very professional, to put an event of this nature with such intense operations, and to get it right in KZN when we had less numbers in terms of capacity, the province did a wonderful job, and I think it says a lot about South Africa and the kind of events we can host. And I'm proud to work with Pirates and making the Derby a big, big product on this continent.
It's crazy just how, you know, football has done a 360, and the fans have come and they packed the stadium. It also speaks volumes again of the kind of control that the likes of General Dantle Mkhwanazi has had.
Definitely.
On KZN, guys. Mm. Because when people go on social media and they threaten the way that they were threatening, and then you have a moment within a press conference where there is a plan to say, okay, if you want to do that, perfect.
We'll deal with you.
But you know how we deal, you know, thuggery in this province. And again, I want to say salute, because there was a great deal of worry around the safety of individuals.
No, that's definitely true. Salute to him. I mean, he even brought in the drones. I mean, he really did a lot to make things work. And I must say thank you to the CEO of the PSL.
Yeah.
She worked very hard with the team to make sure that everything worked smoothly. And I think, again, it's the collaboration. You know, when we put our heads together and we work together as organizations, as teams, we achieve a lot. And South African football has really shown that it has really taken itself to the next level.
Samarawa, good evening, and good evening to all the champions there in the studio. It's Impure X here from Tembisa, Orlando Pirates supporter. But I would like to congratulate Kaizer Chiefs on their victory on Saturday for finally winning the Nedbank Cup trophy. It's been a long a decade of drought. They finally got to quench their thirst. You know what? I was actually asking myself, why are these people celebrating like they are? Then I just answered myself in this analogy. I was saying to myself, this is like a man who hasn't drank water in 10 days, and finally they stumble upon a river that they can get to quench their thirst. But as they drink that water, you can somehow see by the manner in which they drink the water that, nah, man, this guy hasn't drank water in a very long time. Like somebody who would spend a day without drinking water. And when they drink water, it wouldn't be like the person who hasn't drank water in 10 days, you know. So for me, it sounded like that. So I think Pirates wasn't thirst enough to want to quench their thirst. But congratulations to Kaizer Chiefs once more. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. I was just saying over that, yo, just a little Steve Khampelerisms there creeping in, eh? The thirst and the water and everything else.
Good evening, Marawa. Good evening to the shareholders of this wonderful show. Hala, la, hala, la, makosi, hala, la. No, Mr. Robo, I was so happy on Saturday. 10 years was a long time, but you know, with Kaizer Chiefs, it's a marriage that is made in heaven. You can never divorce Kaizer Chiefs. So we stuck with the team, and now we are happy again. Thank you, Ms. Marawa. What I can just say to the management is please beef up the team. Next year, we are playing in Africa. We don't want to disappoint the multitudes of fans who love this wonderful brand. Thanks, Ms. Marawa. Edgar from Plugwan.
Hi, Rob. This is McDuff Oliphant, all the way from Kuruman. I just wanted to ask the managers and the coach, after the winning of the Nedbank Cup, are they already prepared for the next season, players coming in, and the changes that the coach need, and us as fans, should we expect another cup next season, or is it just to end the drought and we probably have another 10 years up front?
Sure. I mean, you heard two different things there. Yeah. You know, the fact that you can't divorce the club.
Yeah.
There's a beefing up process that everybody's now worried about. But also, was this just a flash in the pan? You know, let's break the drought and then go back to another drought again.
Oh, no, Robert. I think first of all, it's Kosi for life. Yeah. So it's for life. Yeah. You're not. There's no divorce. There's no turning your back. And I love the passion and the support from our supporters. And certainly for us, it's not a flash in the pan. It's something that, as I said earlier, consistency, longevity. This is a long road. You know, we're not doing things just for the short time.
Mm.
So I know the team have been working hard. Kais and them are looking at what the coaches need, what the club needs. Also looking at the players that we do have. Let's also not forget that we have players who actually have achieved something here and have a lot to offer. And how can we get more out of them as well?
Okay. You wanted to respond to that as well?
No, definitely so. I mean, if you look also, I mean, if we sat down with a coach and planned and brought 10 players in this season, we had two transfer windows to use together with a coach. And we did that, you know, exactly that. We used July. And then we came into a January period. We used Jan together, put our heads together to see what the coach needs, who he needs, went out and did that exactly for him. So I think moving forward, the responsibility is definitely to beef up where we need to. CAF is a very different terrain. Traveling, dietary requirements, the mentality. So again, it's looking forward. And again, the work, obviously, I mean, the people, maybe the certain callers, obviously, they're in their right to ask, and it's been our job to prepare the whole time and to look and review and see what players are we need in what position. So that work has been ongoing.
And the readiness, and yeah. I know that you got to say you've prepared, you've been preparing. So it means though that the Africa journey is not going to be something new.
Exactly.
It's already a terrain and a territory that you know, Jessica here has already seen.
Mm.
You know, in the work that you do with CAF.
Mm-hmm.
There are great doors that are being opened for players. Mm. There's great financial gain that is being put there, but there's also a great deal of prestige that's being put within the African Challenge, but also getting global appeal. So before, there were like little pockets of games that you'll see on television. Mm. So that is expanding now. And is that where, as you take this through to the next chapter now, would Kaizer Chiefs want to see themselves in? Because yes, this very iconic jersey.
It misses
the star.
It needs that star, Rob.
No, it misses the star. Definitely.
Mm. Yeah.
For us, the Vision Africa has been there, you know, and it's something that we're working very, very hard on. For me, it's so exciting to see a Chiefs back because I see what's happening on the continent. And also people have been asking, you know, and they know Chiefs. Yeah. They know what Chiefs stands for and the greatness that it's had in the past. We've won the Mandela Cup. We know the space. We've been in the final. And also, like you say, I mean, the work that's been done at CAF, we've changed completely what being on the African, playing on the African continent means, you know. And playing in the tournaments, I must say congratulations to the work that Patrice has put in place, the president, and made sure that the tournaments are a lot better and that we're able to play on a global stage now, you know, and that's what we want. I know, Kaizer, we've been talking about it for some time.
No, for sure. Yeah. It's the goal, Rob. I mean, when we sat down here, I think from the beginning of the season, we articulated that's where we want to be, and that's also why we went for the kind of technical stuff that we did, who have that experience. So I think everyone knows continental glory is paramount for a big club, and we want to be in and around the rumors and talks, going to a World Cup. I mean, that's the highest pinnacle you can for a club. So, I mean, if those aren't your ambitions, then you're in the wrong space. So that can take time. We are laying out our foundation to get there, but Africa is where we want to be. This logo is beautiful, but it needs that gold star.
Yeah.
It needs one. Our people need it.
Imagine every night, 365 days a year, we have no star in the sky.
It's a very dull night.
It's miserable.
It's a miserable night.
You know, we look forward to the moon, but the stars are ever present.
Exactly.
You know, so I think that's the kind of ambition. Yeah. And this might interest you more as well, Jess. I don't know. Sometimes things that happen on social media, you don't know what's true or not true. But there was a list of the most recognizable brands globally, you know. And you guys know which brand was there. It was Kaizer Chiefs.
Yes.
And it was most certainly the only one from a South African perspective that was there.
Yes.
We've seen the reach, especially with Leeds acquiring, you know, Lucas Radebe and the Kaizer Chiefs band that has been a global phenomenon. You know, so the name is already there. So if you go, we spoke earlier on about what the impact of a Club World Cup means.
Mm-hmm.
So if they fast-tracking an Alonso to go to Real Madrid so that he can go to the FIFA Club World Cup, if they fast-tracking the Pirates coach
to go to
Al Ahly, and Al Ahly is saying, we need you to go to the FIFA Club World Cup. So if they fast-tracking all of these things, and you know when you get there, you get the best coaches globally, all of a sudden now you're shaking hands with the Pep Guardiola, and you're like, hey, okay, this is a moment in time. Does that raise that level of excitement, interest? What could it be? What if?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely. And we don't want to be looking from outside. We want to be in the space and be a part of it. And also know what it does economically for the club, what it does for the brand, what new sponsors one can attract. It just changes the trajectory of where the club can go. And that's something we've been very, very clear about. That is a vision that we are going to fulfill on.
And your vision, because, I mean, it mixes both the side of the marketing of the club, the visibility of the club, but it also touches on the technical side.
Sure.
And Sundowns have been leaders in terms of that, putting South African football in the forefront, you know, where Hugo Broos can select 9 players to be in the starting lineup for Bafana Bafana, who go all the way to win a bronze medal at an Africa Cup of Nations. So is that where and beyond, you know, Chiefs start to dream?
That has to be. I mean, like, we always speak about what the chairman and the forefathers have done for the country. Domestically, they've done everything. If we can sit and talk about number of titles and brand of football and connection to the people, the continent is that next step. It's that next step. It's the vision that is going to bring something uncharted for the club. So I think everyone inside is very aware of where we want to go. And also what we need to get there. And I think, like we said, the continent and the world stage is where a team of our magnitude wants to be and wants to see ourselves.
But also the level of scouting that you need to have.
Sure.
Because now when you're talking about, you know, playing on the continent and potentially wanting one day to play in the FIFA Club World Cup, it needs you to have that level of scouting where you have scouts go across the African continent, get the kind of players at the right age to come and sign. I mean, we've seen it at Kaizer Chiefs happen many, many years ago. You know, whether it was your Jack Chamangwanes or Absalom Skaratindwa or your William Jongwe, whoever it was, those were foreign players, but who brought an essence of class to Kaizer Chiefs and success as well. So tell me more about just the scouting and the bigger picture.
Well, that's also forms a part of why we brought in Terra, you know, to come in and beef up and begin to lay those foundations for the recruitment side.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've been, if you look on the youth level, our recruitment has already scouted a lot of the boys who are carrying the team right now. But, you know, things change also because, you know, scouting is not only this one form of this old traditional scouting. I mean, if you look at, I chat quite a bit with Mr. Fleming Berg. I know they use a platform called Transfer Room and the doors that opens it to you. So it's a combination of where football is today. But of course, you have to go out there, be there, identify the right talent. But, you know, locally is your local talent is so amazing. You mentioned Sundowns and Bafana. But if you look at the players, they went all the way to get a bronze medal. No, we were the team with the most local based players, you know, and you know, you only ever allowed five foreigners in the team. So while we look, you know, look abroad and look at the shores, our raw talent and talent in this country is amazing, Rob. And you know, before you want to go to a Cairo, you know, you need to be at the best in Soweto and get the best in Bloem, get the best in Pretoria. So, you know, we've got some big extensive plans around that there. But yeah, you have to get the best players.
But it's also relationships with clubs on the continent. I think that's also something that we've been working very closely to make sure that we have relationships with clubs and are able to actually be able to scout players. An exciting tournament like the Toyota Cup is also now one that we've positioned where we're playing African clubs again to make sure we get that level of competition. So there'll be a new edition this year in July. We're looking forward to announcing the team soon.
Oh, I thought you were announcing the team now.
No, Rob, but you will know.
I mean, we got all of 3 minutes left. Is 3 minutes enough for you to tell us?
3 minutes can be a lifetime. We saw 5 minutes at a time. Felt like 9 years on the weekend. So 3 minutes can literally feel like an hour.
But right. I think, Rob, just in wrapping things up, I just want to say, you know, thank you to our supporters. Thank you to you for having us.
Yeah.
And thank you to our supporters for being absolutely amazing. And I'm going to say this, not just from filling stadiums and doing that, but I mean, we launched a product recently, a heritage range for our supporters. And I must say, we've sold out. I think we've outsold the box. It's absolutely amazing the stuff that how our supporters respond to anything that we put out. So just thank you to our supporters for always being behind the club and really also accepting some of the stuff we do with them.
So you're able to eat the Kaizer Chiefs chips?
Yes.
With a smile.
With a smile. And I love watching all the other people eat the Kaizer Chiefs chips, even watching Pirates people leave the presidential suite eating Kaizer Chiefs chips. And they keep teasing me, and I'm like, I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
A miracle of unknown proportions, guys. And I think as the younger generations of the Mudawung legacy, you touched on it, Kaizer, a little bit as we talked about what needs to happen on the African continent, is that for them as the founder members, they've delivered everything.
Yeah.
That is why in the trophy cabinet, everything from Olsen's to Datsun to JPS to Mainstay Cup is there.
Yeah.
It's a case of now the younger generation, what are they going to bring?
Yeah.
It's got to be the glory of the African continent,
sure,
as well as
sure,
the glory beyond that. But maybe your final parting shot in all of this that you've had to encounter, the punches that you've had to absorb, because there have been plenty.
Sure.
What do you say to Amakhosi right now?
To Amakhosi, to be very fair, I want to say thank you. I mean, the fans have been amazing, Rob. The fans have really been with us. I mean, everyone could even feel this season from the very first game this season. You know, we had tremendous support even from last year. You know, we understand the expectations are very high because of the success this team is bet on. So we love them. And this trophy goes to, if I could dedicate it to anyone, I know the tech staff have done tremendously well, the players too, but I would love to dedicate this trophy to the chairman and to the supporters. You know, just can they keep coming out in their numbers? The players and everyone around the staff really feel them, really understand what's important for them. And I'm sure they all saw the players and people's passion this weekend. So for them, just a big thank you. And that we'll continue to work hard. This is a beginning of something new. And the real work begins now. And I think just looking forward to them being with us as much as they have been.
And I'd like to say on behalf of everybody, also from the village, I mean, our staff all went. It was absolutely crazy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think that's a big thank you to our supporters for really being there. And let's do this together. And in closing, you know, I'll say what the chairman said. Enjoy. Let's savor this Nedbank Cup. Really, it's been hard fought. We all deserve it, and let's enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And let's move together. I mean, the one thing, collective consciousness,
it's about being together.
Collective energy is what brought us here. You know, the belief in ourselves as the Amakhosi, and we rose to the occasion. So let's do this together and make sure we take Chiefs to the African heights it needs to go to and glorious world heights it wants to go to.
It's the marketing director, Jessica Mdong. It is the sporting director, Kaizer Mdong Jr. Guys, thank you so much indeed.
Thanks,
man.
Rob.
Thanks for gracing us with your presence. And I got to salute as well all the listeners, all the viewers. You know, we doubled the numbers in the second hour of what happened initially. So people that have stayed on, I think, what plays on Bolden the Beauty? I don't know what plays on TV these days. But all I'm saying is that thanks to everybody for being a part of this journey.
It means
a lot as well. You know, success and the ability to be flexible is what both of you have been able to do. I know a lot of tough questions. At times, you've got to tap dance around that. You know, Gregory Hines was great at that. But I'm not calling anybody here Gregory Hines. So I'm just saying the work has got to be done.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, guys. We'll catch you again on Hashtag MSW tomorrow.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.